Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so update on what somebody finally is calling the coup against Pete Hegseth as the Democrats try to get him out.
Yep, once again.
To save their human trafficking infrastructure from being ripped out by the roots. They need it there because if they can steal the 28 election, they can go right back to letting in another, I think it'll be 30 or 40 million this time, and finishing off the country. But they've spent years building this infrastructure. And so this is the heart of the fight. It's a civil war. It's a civil war over the voter drive. This is not a war over Venezuela. It's a war over the voter drive. And they are seeing that Trump is serious. And so they need to paralyze the military is what they need to do right now. And that means taking out Pete Hegseth with fake news, which is what they always do with hoaxes, with fake news. And Jesse Waters was all over this. We're going to dive back in and explain it today. That this is a coup absolutely being run out of the CIA using CIA assets. CIA generally in the past has handled Trump impeachments along with USAID, their partner in crime. And we're seeing that again now. So I'm going to unfold that all throughout the show. And that is actually in The Hill today. I can't believe they published it, but it is there. So we're going to get into
catching up with you, Tara.
Yes. So, all of this, again, is everything that is going on here, all little bits and pieces, trying to tar Pete Hegseth as a war criminal. If they can get him removed or force Trump to push him out, it means that Trump is a war criminal and can be impeached as soon as they win the midterms again. So there's that side of it. But then there's the other side of it, too, where they're terrorizing members of the military. So when they're coming out with fake news, fake stories, and repeating again and again, war crime, war crime, war crime, war crime, again and again and again, your leaders, Hegseth, Trump, war crime, war crime, war criminal, war criminal. If you flew the drone from that basement in Kansas, we're going to get you when we're in office. So they're trying to get everyone from lower level military all the way on up to rebel. If not because the, you know, their fellow travelers or Democrats, but just out of fear, like, you know, and it's actually to fear them, to fear what they will do to you when they get in power is reasonable. Because they'll frame you, they'll lie, and they'll break you financially using their judges. And we're seeing this, you know, coming out of yesterday, and I meant to get into this. When we had Judge Boasberg allowing Jack Smith to illegally surveil Republicans, documents in which Smith actually admitted it was illegal for him to do this or even request it. He knew it.
But he did it anyway.
30 million lines of phone data from Republican leadership. I'm going to repeat that. 30 million lines of data from Republican leadership. And look, I'm going to put some blame here on Trump. When you don't clean house aggressively, this is what happens. they start to spend their time plotting coups. And if you notice, we had a really nice, quiet, coup-free period of about 9 months. Once Trump took office, because the rats went to ground, they went into their little rat nest to try to hide out. And when they saw, and all through the firing, because there was a lot of firing going on, but it was general firing. It was, cutting down the size of the federal government, for waste and abuse, all that. Great. Awesome. Good. Do that. But when there was not targeted firing, they began to get bold. And so you're seeing them coming out of their rat holes. They're not afraid anymore. They are deep state. They are deeply buried inside the CIA. John Ratcliffe clearly does not control the CIA, or he's defected to the other side. I don't know which. Hard to say. And that's disappointing because I was like that guy. He's a great guy, great federal prosecutor, very loyal to Trump, even when it wasn't possible, when it wasn't popular to question the Russia collusion hoax. So these people are running the hoax. I'm going to tell you who's running it, what they want, why they're doing it. But this is what happens when there are no retaliatory firings, when we don't go in and clean house. They start running hoaxes. And if you look at, Lee, what really cost Trump his last presidency, it was the FBI under Trump and the CIA under Trump. CIA running Eric Tromilla, running Vindman, running the lies. And we would later find out after the impeachment drama that beat down his numbers, it was all fake. This is all fake. I don't have to know the details to know it's fake. I just need to know the history. When you don't get rid of the people who did that, I start to realize, wow, okay, the worst of the firing's over and we're still here. We can do it again. We can do it again. And if you look at the FBI report that just came out, the 115-page report that just exasperated Miranda Devine over at the New York Post got. This is a group that is very loyal to Trump inside the FBI. They're anonymous. They report on what's going inside. And their number one criticism of Cash Patel, and I thought some of it was petty and silly. Okay, he wanted to wear an FBI jacket coming off a plane. I don't care. I don't give a damn what the guy does as long as he cleans house. In fact, I like him to have a little bit of ego. They were knocking him for having an ego. Like, wait, James Comey didn't have an ego?
Really? Gosh.
Have an ego after you fire. And I'm not kidding, half the FBI. Fire them.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Everyone who touched Arctic Frost should be gone. Because that was a plot to take down, arrest, and try the entirety of the Republican leadership. And they are willing to do it. I mean, we saw this with January 6th. Thousands of people were prosecuted. I mean, personal raids in the homes of grandmas who took selfies. It's just absolutely outrageous. They are capable of turning 13% of the FBI on to just one set of Republicans, in this case, the leadership. We saw it January 6th, too. You can't leave people like that in place. And we are. I don't understand it. I mean, Trump could have used that popularity that he had when he was over 50%. He was 55, actually, in the beginning, and just go through there and whack. Nobody would even be talking about it anymore.
Yeah, that'll call it Operation Arctic Frostbite.
Oh, I love that. Can I use that for my Battleground America? You're going to like start writing my Battlegrounds America. Hold on, I'm going to write that down.
All right.
So this is what happens. So they're feeling comfortable. They're feeling like they're not going anywhere. They're going to outlive the Trump administration. They're starting new coups. That's what's going on. Republican leadership, and by that I mean in the Senate, in the House, all those people see this. They see the weakness on part of Trump, who for whatever reason won't clean house. And they correctly become afraid. You should be afraid. Because the second these people get power, we're all going to prison. That's not rhetoric for me. Go look up Arctic Frost. Go listen to my Arctic Frost Battleground podcast, where I actually posted the internal documents from it. It is shocking what those subpoenas covered.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down to surveilling poor Alan Wilson's organization. I mean, surveilling the RNC, surveilling, state attorneys general, surveilling even pollsters and law firms and strategists and Charlie Kirk. I mean, everybody who's in the infrastructure, the entire Republican infrastructure, they were going to put us in prison. If that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what does. Yeah. They will simply pick up where they left off, and what they're doing to Pete Hegseth is that right now. Mm-hmm. It's right now. And this is what happens, okay? It's a death by 1,000 cuts or 1,000 lies in their particular case. I don't know why the New York Times is telling the truth about Pete Hegseth. I'm very confused by that because we don't see it, but they did. That's the only thing that has saved Trump and Hegseth here from taking a major beating that went on for months and months and months and months. Like the Russia collusion hoax just wore everything down. War crimes, war crimes, war crimes, war crimes, war crimes. And all they needed, Lee, was three anonymous sources. That's all they needed. That's it.
Yeah.
So what needs to happen right now is, you know, look, I love all the little stuff Trump's doing, little accounts for kids. And I love what he's doing with cars, rolling back these stupid environmental regs. The only purpose of those on the cars is to drive up the price of cars.
Yeah.
Get your average family down to one. They want you to live in poverty. They want to recreate Venezuela here. Trump wants to invade Venezuela there. They want to do all of that. Okay, great. But if you don't give them a show of force right now with a mass firing, your presidency's over. It's done. I mean, we're seeing the template. They just dust it off. Drip, 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 drip. And the other reason you're seeing this coup against Hegseth launched right now, and I'm going to detail what the coup is and who's behind it and what they're doing. The reason that you're seeing it right now is because very bad news is coming out about, these are reports, internal reports now that we're inside, about what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. New stuff that's apparently pretty bad is going to come out. I hope we're starting to understand that we didn't fall to the Taliban. We put them in charge. So that's all coming out. And then there's, other reports that are coming out that I'll get into that are going to make the Democrats look bad. So they went ahead. I think that forced their hand on the coup. But this isn't going to stop. And you know what else Trump needs to do? If he's going to do something in Venezuela, he's go ahead and do it. Just do it and get it over with. Finish. Stop messing around. Pull the trigger or send our troops home. I don't care which. Pick one. Because it's getting stupid. But the big problem here, Lee, is that Trump stomped onto the playground, looked the bully in the face, and then just kept walking. So they're back. They're out of their hidey holes. They're comfortable. They're operating in the Trump regime, and they are running another hoax. And Pete Hegseth is their target. I'll tell you why and who's behind it. All of that coming up on the show. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.